Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Unlimited Life. I am so thrilled about today's subject. We're going to be talking about reverse mortgages. And interestingly enough, I've spent the past few years designing a lot of senior programs. For those of you who know, I've worked with programs designing arthritis programs, designing programs for people who've had heart attacks and strokes and starting to fitness and exercise again. I've worked with golf clubs and golf tournaments and all, you know, literally all these different country clubs designing programs to improve the golf swing, programs to improve the, you know, your tennis game. And as I've been in these country clubs and I've been in these communities, one of the main conversations that I've heard over and over and over again was something about reverse mortgages, really being a way to design your future today and a way to live a better today and a way to actually have more access to your finances, more access to freedom and a way of living. And when we were talking about the unlimited life and really bringing you the very best tools and techniques and the very best experts and how do you live an unlimited life, I was thrilled when Charles said that he would come on and he would talk about reverse mortgages. So today's guest is just extraordinary. Not only does he help people with reverse mortgages, but he has a very concierge method, which is really to meet each person and to learn about who they are, to learn about their visions, to learn about their future. And then by finding out their financial positions and really what's important to them and what their lifestyle goals are, what their visions are, what their plans are for the future, he really helps them understand if a reverse mortgage is really a right fit for them. And that's rare when you have someone that cares so much about you and so much about your future that they really can listen to you, they can really formulate what the very best future is for you. He's been working as a reverse mortgage banker, and he is, because of that, he has a great range of control over the loan options that are available. He was first licensed in real estate back in 1975, and then later by the California Department of Insurance and the Securities and Exchange Commission. And he has extensive experience in direct trusted advisor sales and sales management in the real estate, mortgage, and insurance industries. So he is the pinnacle of knowledge. He really is the creme de la creme of wealth and information. And he uses his vast experience that he's gained over the past three decades. That's how long he's been in this business. That's how much knowledge he is bringing to help you. So he positively can help people over 62 years of age with their retirement. He reviews their financial positions, their needs, their goals, and he formulates a plan for their future, and he really makes objective decisions to see if reverse mortgages would help them out. And so I can't imagine a better guest talking about unlimited life and unlimited future. And Charles, I'm going to ask you as I bring you on how to pronounce your last name, because I want to say Gwyn, I want to say Gunn, and I want to make sure I pronounce it correctly. But it is G-U-I-N-M, which looks French, and it looks so lovely to me. It looks like something, if I was a calligraphy artist, I would just love writing this name. And I know that you are equally as charming and gorgeous as your beautiful name, but I just want to truly welcome you and your knowledge and your breadth of information to this show. So, Charles, welcome.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Nicole. Actually, it's Gwyn.
Gwyn.
So it's sort of simple. Yeah. And that's the way you pronounce it. So I really am impressed with your show. Unlimited life. It's just a great thing. And I know the people that I serve, the senior market, that's really what they're looking for, is to take the limitations out of their life.
And I love that. I mean, and as I was saying at the top of the show, I have spent the past few years in the senior arena, which for me has been so extraordinary because there's so much that I am learning. And I've devised all these fitness programs, all these health programs, all these wellness and financial programs, and I've even had the opportunities to be in some of the finest country clubs and resorts around the world. And the one conversation that I have heard over and over and over again is on reverse mortgages. And so I would love to know, first, what is a reverse mortgage, and why is it such a popular subject in today's world and market?
Well, what a reverse mortgage is, just plainly speaking, it's a loan, and it actually is like virtually any other kind of mortgage, in that the borrower makes an obligation to borrow a certain amount of money, and with a regular mortgage, a forward mortgage, you make payments, and it's made to pay down. With a reverse mortgage, they've set it up so that a person doesn't have to make payments, and the mortgage remains in place for the rest of the person's life, but yet it has no payments. And the reason that they've done that is because as people move into retirement and they get older, what they're most concerned about is cash flow. There's two parts here to people's lives. I like to look at it this way. The first part would be the building part of your life. And the second part is when you go into retirement, you're not building assets and you're not building your savings account or the equity in your home. The second part of your life is using those assets. I mean, what good is it to build them if you can't use them? And that's where the reverse mortgages come in. And that's the reason that they were made.
I absolutely love that. I mean, what a luxurious idea to be able to, as you're saying, be able to build your wealth and build your dream life, and then to have tools to access that life and to really be able to live that life the way that you desire and that you the way that you want to. And I'm so curious, how did you get into this? You know, we talk about a lot on this show that when you're a little kid, when you're 6 and 7 and 10 years old and you're saying, I want to be an astronaut and I want to be a policeman and I want to be a fireman and a vet and a doctor and a movie star, whatever that is, at what point did you decide you wanted to help people this way, and at what point were you drawn into this world?
Well, Nicole, when I was 4 years old, I said, I want to be a reverse mortgage broker. No, that isn't true.
I would have loved to have known you at four.
It's not quite the kind of thing that you could really aspire to when you're young. Actually, I was more aspiring to be an engineer. I went into business, and I was in the financial planning business, you might say. And I had a client that came to me. This was about 14 years ago now, came to me for financial planning. And their problem was that they couldn't make their loan payments. They were over 62. And I looked around for some way to help them, and I discovered reverse mortgages. And so I looked at the product, and I thought, this is a really interesting thing. I mean, here's a loan that you can make for a person that I can get them the money they need to pay off the loan that they had on their house, and they would have no payments on that loan until they moved out of the house or until they died. And they could live in their house for the rest of their life, and they could get along with their the other money they had coming in, like they had a small retirement account and their Social Security, and they could get by with that, and they could have a pleasant life with that, but they couldn't with these mortgage payments, and the reverse mortgage could pay off that mortgage, and so they had no payments. And that they could have a life and be guaranteed of a place to live for the rest of their life. All they had to do was make sure they paid the taxes and insurance and kept the house maintained just like you do with any other mortgage. So that, when I found that, and it really solved their problem so well, and I was at a phase in my career, because I'm not a spring chicken anymore, I'm sort of in the senior market myself, but I was in a phase of my career where I really related to those people, and I thought, this is something that I would like to help bring to more people, because I can actually help people with a reverse mortgage. I can actually make their lives better and secure a place for them to live. That's how I got involved with it, and I just have been doing it ever since.
That's fantastic. And then I know, you know, some of the conversations that I've been listening to, people say that it's sort of like giving your house to the bank. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, people think that. That's true. It's a common misconception that people think that, oh, if I get a reverse mortgage, I've given my house to the bank, and they'll give me money for the rest of my life, but I have no access over my house. And that is a misconception. As I say, it's the same as any other loan. So when you have a mortgage on your property, it's the same as the mortgage that you would have that you would make payments on, except that there's no payment. So what happens is you still retain title to the house, and you still have all the responsibilities that you would have for your house. And the only thing is you don't have to make payments. Now, when is the mortgage due? That's the important thing. Well, it's due when you sell the house, okay? So if you sell the house, the mortgage comes due, and you can sell at any time. There's no prepayment penalties or anything like that. And it's also due when you pass away, your house goes to the heirs. And then the heirs have your house, and, of course, the loan is attached to the house. And the heirs have the option of either paying off the loan and keeping the house, or selling the house and keeping the equity that's left from paying off the loan, the difference between paying off the loan and the value of the house. So it just works exactly like any other loan, except you don't have to make a payment.
I love that. That's incredible. So question is then, what happens if the house loses its value and becomes worth less than the loan amount? Would that senior stop getting their money, or would they then have to move out of the house?
That's a good question, and I get that often too. The house, once the reverse mortgage is made, then the value of the house is not part of the obligation anymore. The house value can go up or down or whatever, and you still are entitled to whatever money that you're contracted for out of the reverse mortgage, and they can't kick you out of your house. You still are in the house, you know, for the rest of your life. Let me give you an example. I think sometimes it's better to have an example you can sort of see how it works. Let's just say that a person lived in Riverside County 7 years ago. Okay, and their house was worth $500,000, and they qualified for, because of their age, they qualified for $300,000 on the reverse mortgage. Now, they didn't actually need that money, so they left it in a line of credit. And I'll explain to you how that works in a few minutes. But they left it in a line of credit. So that means they haven't borrowed it yet. It's still there for them. They can have it at any time they want. But they haven't used it yet. Maybe they were going to use it for home health care or something in the future they planned. You look at that house today out in Riverside County, and it's worth maybe $160,000 now. Riverside County took a huge hit in this downturn, this economic downturn that we had. It was just one of the worst places to own a house, and it took just the values went down tremendously. So now that house is worth maybe $160,000. So yet, while all the other people on that block, their houses lost that value, this person still has that $300,000 that they can draw out of their line of credit at any time. So the reverse mortgage actually protected that much of their equity in their house. So they didn't lose it. They still have that equity, whereas everyone else on the block lost that. So the reverse mortgage can work very well that way, and it's not dependent on the value of the house after the reverse mortgage is made, only while we're figuring how much to loan, the value of the house is considered at the time contract. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Concept and idea. Okay, so I have a question. So on TV, you get to see all these famous actors, and I always love to see all these famous actors, you know, talking about all sorts of, you know, medical issues or whatever that is, but you often see these well-known faces talking about reverse mortgages, and it's the same to me as when they have the commercials for accidents, you know, I'm so-and-so attorney for whatever accident. So how do you find the right person? Like, how does someone find you? How does somebody, first, do you have a website? Do you have an email or way for people to contact you? And then how do you know this is the right person to help you design and create your future and that really is knowledgeable in reverse mortgages?
Well, Nicole, I get a kick out of those ads, too. Usually those ads are for somebody at the end of an 800 number, and what they're trying to do is get you to call in and talk to a salesperson over the phone. And that person's going to try to get you to conduct all of the paperwork and everything you need to do for a reverse mortgage through the mail. They will send you forms to fill out, and then they send an appraiser, and then they send a notary to sign the document. So you never actually personally deal with the loan officer. Now, that can work, I guess, if you really know what you're doing. But you can also get in trouble like that because you end up with the reverse mortgage that's not structured to your best. Always, in my opinion, of course, I work this way, it's always better to have someone that you trust that meets with you face-to-face, that you know who they are. You talk to them. You know where their office is. You can go there if you want. Usually, I, for instance, will go to their house. But, you know, the person is accessible. And then also that the person has some background and experience so that they can evaluate where you are financially and what your goals are and what you want for your life in the future. Because a reverse mortgage can be a really, really great help, but it can also, if it's not used correctly, it can really hurt people too. So it's not necessarily, it's just like anything else. People can borrow too much money and they on their home and they can get in a bad situation. They need proper guidance to make sure, and what I like to look at it is I like to make sure that my seniors have a sustainable life. So that we know that going forward they're not going to run out of money. That the biggest fear that seniors have, and especially with us living longer and longer now, the biggest fear is running out of money before you die. I mean, what are you going to do? And that's what I try to overcome with a reverse mortgage. Now you mentioned about how to find me or people like me. And the best thing to do would be to look in your local area for people with reverse mortgages. For me in particular, I'm mainly in the in Los Angeles County area and a little bit of Ventura County and Orange County. And that's really about the people that I can serve and serve well. If I go too far outside of that, then sometimes I'm not doing them a good service. So I have, of course, a website, charlesgwynn.com, and it's sort of easy. If you can remember my name, you can get to my website.
And spell your last name for everybody, just so they have it.
Charles Gwynn, G-U-I-N-N, .com. So that's sort of easy to get to. And I'm happy to answer any questions that anyone has, no matter where they are. And virtually any place in the United States, I can recommend people that I know will do a good job for them and can give them the proper advice along with the right structure of the reverse mortgage. There's a lot of things that you need to consider to get the product just right for a sustainable life.
But it's such a generous offer, Charles. And I know when I was reading your bio and looking, I mean, you really have such a boutique concierge way of dealing with people. Like you're saying that you go to their home, that you take the time to find out what their visions or their dreams or their goals or their lifestyle and what they're looking to do. And so I know that the care that you take, plus you have the vast experience. You've been working in this industry for so long, so you really know the intricacies, and you know where people can get tripped up. And like you're saying, you know what's positive and what problems have come in the past and how to overcome those or how to, you know, make sure that they don't happen to you. And then when you were sharing about that people can put $300,000 aside, that's a lot of money to put aside, and you were saying for, you know, home health care in the future, or is that what people usually use reverse mortgages for, or do they want to travel the world, or what are, when you talk to people, what are their different decisions or ideas of what they would like to do with that money?
Well, first of all, before I get to that answer, I should probably, I haven't filled in the part about how people get their money out of a reverse mortgage. Basically, there's three ways to get money out of reverse mortgage. You can get not all of it, but pretty much all of it at one time. You can get it in payments for life, so that you'll, they call that tenure, T-E-N-U-R-E, tenure payments for life. And you can get it in a line of credit, and that's where the money is available to you, but you haven't borrowed it yet. So you have access to that line of credit. So we find people using reverse mortgages for a lot of different things. First of all, there's actually no restrictions on the money. You can use it for whatever you decide. But one of the things that I really stress with the people that I see is that when you're in the retirement phase of your life and you're using some of the equity of your house, that's what the reverse mortgage does. It allows you to convert some of your equity into cash so that you can use it for a better life. When you're using that, you have to remember that that is your life savings, and there is no time to build it back again. So you have to make sure that you use it wisely and carefully, and that you don't just, take that $300,000 and buy a $100,000 car and go to Las Vegas, think you're going to earn a double the other couple $100,000. That's not going to, I'm not going to participate in that with you. Let's put it that way. So if you're going to do that, don't tell me, because you'll come back in $100,000 or $200,000 Greyhound bus with no money. So anyway, that's one of the main considerations. Now, I find that some people are using it for travel that they've always wanted to do, but if they're doing that, then they're using it, then they make sure that they have enough money otherwise to make their living different. But I find also that I'm getting a lot of referrals from financial planners recently, and what financial planners have almost, it's like recently discovered reverse mortgages. It's the strangest thing. And there's been articles written about this now to use them for retirement planning. And what the financial planner will do is he'll come in and he'll look at your retirement plan and your investment, and they'll say, well, about 10 years from now, you're going to really need some more cash. And because your investments are going to play out to a certain thing, you're going to need some more cash. Or you're going to need a little more, you could use a little more cash in your disbursements every month in order to have the lifestyle you want. And so then they'll say, you should consider a reverse mortgage. So, for instance, if they needed more cash about 10 years from now, and they were around 62, 63, they could actually get a reverse mortgage now, not use the money, but leave it in the line of credit. And the fantastic thing about a reverse mortgage is that the line of credit grows at 1.25% more than whatever the interest rate is on the loans. And the interest rates on these loans are very low right now, historically low. But still, it grows at a percent and a quarter more than that. So if a person at 62, 63 qualified for even just $275,000, then in 10 years, with the miracle of compound interest working for you instead of against you, that could grow to about, close to $400,000. So that means you would have access to $400,000 worth of cash that you could use to enhance your retirement or for anything you wanted if you needed it. And it wouldn't be affected by your house, and you'd have a place to live. You don't have to sell your house. You don't have to move. So that we're finding that I'm getting a lot of referrals from financial planners in order to help with people's retirement in that way. Another way is that the other thing that's happening a lot now is home health care. As our aging population is growing older and bulging now, with all the baby boomers going into it, the home health care industry is really growing. And the need for home health care is really growing. And not just home health care, but home care, where it is just help around the house. And I get a lot of children of seniors. These children are in their 40s, so they're not really children, but they're the children of the seniors, and they're saying, you know, Mom needs a little help around the house, and I don't know how we're going to pay for it. And one of the things that a reverse mortgage is very good to use for, home care. And there's so many home care agencies around nowadays, and they tailor the home care to what you need, but it's not cheap, and it has to be paid for somewhere. And one of the good things to use a reverse mortgage for is to pay for that. And so that's another kind of thing that we see people using it for. And then, of course, the one of the major ones is paying off an existing mortgage. So a senior has borrowed against their home, and, you know, these are 30-year loans, and if you got it just even 10 years ago, you still got 15, 20 years to go on the thing. So they end up with a mortgage payment, and their mortgage payment could be somewhere in the range of $1,500 to $2,500 a month. And that hurts. Now you're on a fixed income, and that $2,500 a month going out, or that $2,000 a month going out, that's a lot of money. It takes it out of the money you have available, you know, for your life. If I can get them a reverse mortgage and pay off their existing mortgage with the reverse mortgage so they have no payment, then that's like $1,000 a month more in their bank account. That's like income to them. They don't have to have that money going out. They can use it for their needs. So in all these ways, a reverse mortgage can really make your life better.
I love this information. And then what happens if at the end of the person's life they pass away and now the mortgage comes due and their children don't have that money? Or then does it revert to the bank, or is...
Okay. That is a good question. The as I mentioned before, when the person passes away, hopefully, by the way, in California at least, hopefully they had a trust, a living trust, and with in some other states it works that way too. But anyway, the house passes to the heirs one way or the other. And of course, as I mentioned before, the loan is attached to the house, and the loan has to be paid. Now, the FHA and HUD have rules that allow the heirs to take up to a year to pay off the home. Now, they have 6 months right off the bat and 2 3-month extensions that are very similar to extending your income tax when it's due. But anyway, they have extensions like that. And as long as you're trying to sell the house, they'll give you time to figure out how to pay off the loan or sell the house. So let's say you have a situation like normal situations under normal real estate market where the house is well over the value of the reverse mortgage, and so the house goes in there. In California, most of the times the heirs sell the house because they've got their own house and they've got their own lives going. And so most of the times they sell the house and they just keep the difference. Now, let's say that we're talking about this house in Riverside, which I used as an example before, and the heirs get that house. Well, that house isn't going to be worth as much as the mortgage. Now, the heirs could, you know, the person could pull his $300,000 out that we talked about in that other example and just give that to the heir, put it in the bank account. That would go to the heirs. But the house itself is going to be worth less than a loan. Now, the good thing about a reverse mortgage is it's called a non-recourse loan, and that means the house stands alone for the debt. So what happens is the house goes to the heirs. If the house is worth less than the value of the loan, the heirs don't have to make any of the defeasance, they call it, any of the difference up. And neither, of course, would the owner if the owner were still living. So the house stands alone for the debt. Now, it's an FHA-insured house, so the lender is going to get paid his amount because of the FHA insurance. So that's the way it works.
I love this. This is so smart. It's so wise. And you had mentioned just briefly that about the financial planners. And so when somebody is usually working with a financial planner or with their retirement planner, is it now commonplace for that financial planner or the retirement planner to mention reverse mortgages or to suggest that or to bring you into the mix? Is this something now that is
Well,
real?
Some financial planners do and some financial planners don't. Good is if the client has any inclination or any knowledge about it, like if anyone listening to this program today, they go to a financial planner, they might want to bring up the subject if the financial planner hasn't. Because what it is is so many of us have built up our equity in our home, and that becomes a major, major asset. And unlike a stock account, you can't get dividends off your home. Okay? The only way you can realize the profit in your home is by selling it or by borrowing money and using it as collateral to borrow the money, like with any mortgage. The problem with a forward mortgage that we're finding nowadays is that people can't qualify for them. When you're retired, you don't have an income stream that qualifies for a loan. Now, even if you could qualify for it or get a line of credit or whatever you needed, you would have monthly payments on that. And if you have monthly payments on that, that defeats the purpose that you want, because what people need in the retirement is to limit their cash flow out and to maximize their cash flow in. And getting a loan does not do that. Getting a normal loan, it creates more cash flow going out, which usually harms the person. In fact, I had one client who was borrowing money back when loans were so easy. You could just sign your name and get a loan, and he would use the money to live off of, and use the money from the loan to pay the loan payment. Well, that only lasts for a certain length of time. It's like a pyramid scheme. It doesn't really last. So when I got to him as a couple, and they were in their late 70s, later 70s, maybe not latest, and, like about 76, 77. I don't know if that's late or early, but anyway, they couldn't make their house payment. And I couldn't get a reverse mortgage. They didn't have enough equity left in their house to get a reverse mortgage to pay off their loan. So what could I do? I mean, I could not do anything and just let them be foreclosed upon, or I could try to figure out something. So what we did is we figured out that they could sell their home. And if they sold their home, they would get about $210,000, something like that. Well, in our area, $210,000 isn't enough to buy a house that would be suitable for them to live in. And if they just rented, they're going to take that $210,000, and after a while, it's going to just, it's not going to be there. They're going to just use it up. So what we decided to do was sell their house, get the $210,000. We used $180,000 of it, and we used it as a down payment on another house. And we were able to get them into a $385,000 house, which was comfortable. It was a little farther out of the area than they wanted, but it was still comfortable and still where they could easily have the kids visit them. And then so they had a little cash left over, and then with their tiny little pension and their Social Security, they could actually sustain themselves for the rest of their lives. So we were able to use a reverse mortgage for purchase which is a lot of people don't know too much about, but it fails, and get them into a house that was, you know, at least twice as much as they could have afforded with the cash alone, and give them a sustainable life. So that's the kind of things that actually I really like to do. It makes me feel good to do that.
That's great. And what if somebody has a second mortgage on their house? Can you still help them?
We'd have to pay off both the first and the second. And it's just a mathematical thing. It's just a matter of whether we can get enough money to pay it off or not. And if we can, then that would be the best thing to do. And if we can't, then we figure out something else.
Okay. And does this work for condominiums as well as for homes? As we're talking about homes, I know in people's minds, especially people that are across the United States and Alabama and Virginia and Kentucky, and a home is a home. But here in California and in Manhattan, very often in a lot of the states and cities across the states, a home is a condominium as well.
Now, it's going to work for condominiums. The condominium needs to be FHA approved. And because they need to be able to be FHA insured. So condominium complex can be FHA insured, approved for FHA insurance, and many of them are. And in our area, many of them aren't in this part of California, Southern California. But what can be done in a lot of times, and it takes a few months more, but a lot of times I will work with the owner. If we're redoing a condominium and they live there already, I will work with the owner and the condo association and do the work to get it approved for them.
That's amazing. I mean, you have so much soul and so much heart and so much commitment to helping people. And I absolutely love that you're so knowledgeable in this field. It's just fantastic to me, and it's so phenomenal. And so at what point do people find you? Is it something that if somebody is nearing retirement age, that they say, okay, as we're starting to plan our future, this is something we should look into, or is it when they get into trouble or when they are deciding on their home health? I mean, at what point is it a good idea to reach out?
It's a good idea to find out about a reverse mortgage when you get to be about 62 or 63, just so you'll know your options. But seldom do people do that. And I'm happy to just go over and meet with somebody and explain it to them. And if they get a reverse mortgage, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine too, because at least they know me. And they could always recommend me to somebody else. But so it's never a wasted trip to meet somebody and to help them if I possibly can. But as you were indicating, it really is usually people that are in a situation that they can't figure out or where they actually need some money that they look for a reverse mortgage. It has been stated by some financial planning organization that a reverse mortgage was a mortgage of last resort. And that actually just last week, that wording was taken out of that particular financial planning verbiage that people have seen. So it's really nowadays, reverse mortgages are looked on as a tool to release some of the equity in your house. And by the way, reverse mortgages can be used just the same as regular mortgages. I have several clients who have come to me because they're in a situation to where they can't refi. They want to refi their house. They want to pay their house off completely. They'd like to refi it because either interest rates are too high or their payments are too high now that their loan's paid down a lot, but they still have the same payments as when they first took out the loan. Anyway, they want to refi, and they can't refi at the bank now because they just don't qualify. And it's just more and more difficult to qualify. So they'll come to me, and they'll get a reverse mortgage and just use it like a regular mortgage. There's nothing wrong with making payments on it. If you don't have to make payments, but people could pay a reverse mortgage. And the interest rates are quite low and usually a lot lower than the loan they've had. And even if they just continue making the same payments that they were paying or a little bit less, their loan will pay off sooner than it would with their existing loan. So I've seen a lot of people using a reverse mortgage as a regular mortgage just because there's no qualification credit-wise and there's no income qualification. So it's all you have to be is over 62 and have equity in your home and you qualify for reverse mortgage.
I think that this is just such a wonderful subject when we're talking about unlimited life and really having an unlimited future. And then how does somebody, you know, we're talking about how does somebody find someone like you? Do they look under reverse mortgages or financial planning or under retirement? Or how does someone begin to Google or to look for somebody to help them in this arena or area?
Yeah, they're going to look for reverse mortgages. Frankly, I would probably, if I were just looking for someone, I think I'd interview a couple people or two or three people, I mean, that did reverse mortgages are people that will actually come out and see you and not just do it over the phone. That's the important thing. If you're on the internet, you're going to probably Google it, but as soon as the internet knows how old you are, what your age is, they'll start targeting reverse mortgage ads to you. It's unbelievable. But those aren't necessarily the best way to get it. The best way to get it is by a reverse mortgage professional that is in your area or close to your area that you talk to and that you know and you trust.
That's great. And then what about people that live in, like, retirement communities or gated communities? Does it still apply there as well?
Yeah, it can. It depends on the ownership of the community. Again, if the community is a condominium community, it needs to be FHA approved. So that's not a problem. A lot of communities are planned unit developments, PUDs, at least here in California. Now, I'm not familiar with all of the states. So at least here in California, in a lot of the states, they're planned unit developments, and those qualify also. Duplexes and quadruplexes, four units or less, also qualify. So if you have a duplex, and, you know, even if you're renting out part of it, you still can get a reverse mortgage on it. So, or fourplex. So all kinds of different things apply, but as far as retirement communities go, usually they'll qualify, but there are some that don't because of you don't own the actual land. Now, with manufactured homes qualify if you own the land. If you're just renting the land for less than 99 years, anyway, if you're just renting the land and you have a space there with your mobile home, then it doesn't require manufactured. And there's some other rules in regards to the year of the manufacturer.
Okay. You use that expression FHA approved a couple times. What does that actually mean?
Okay. The FHA is the Federal Housing Authority. They guarantee the loan. They provide insurance, and all the reverse mortgages that are available right now that are viable are FHA approved, and that means they're FHA insured. So the FHA is insuring, number one, that whatever the lender promises you in money that they're going to give you, that the client gets, and number two, that if the property drops in value, decreases in value below what the loan is now, then the lender is going to get their full amount that they contracted for. So the FHA insures both into the transaction that way. As I say, the only ones that are available right now that are viable loans are FHA approved. Prior to our big downturn that we had in our real estate market, there were other kinds of reverse mortgages that they used to call jumbo reverse mortgages. and they would be not FHA insured, and they would be portfolio lenders that make loans for houses up into the millions. Right now, the way the FHA, their insurance, because all these insurance companies are using the FHA, they have to limit what they're going to insure. They just won't insure anything. The way they limit it is they limit the value of the house that they'll look at. So what they've done is they've limited the value of the house that they'll consider to $625,500 in our area here in California. And that means that if your house is worth $700,000 or $1 million or something, as far as the loan is concerned, the value is only $600,000. And then the amount that you get is based on your age, will be a percentage of that. So, yes, we do homes up into the millions. It's just that we're limited as to how much money we can get out. As the real estate market shows a steady increase, then the loan industry will be designing products like they did before, the jumbo products. And there's quite a bit of talk about that now, by the way. So hopefully soon they'll be back. And we'll be able to go up to the larger home into the millions. In the past, I've done reverse mortgages for people and gotten, $800,000, $1 million, $200,000 out of their $3, $4 million home here in California. So in a lot of places in the States, it doesn't matter. The FHA one works perfectly fine. So anyway, that's the way it works with the value of the house, and that's how FHA insurance works.
Okay, great explanation. I so appreciate that. And then another question I have is, because this is an international show, so we have people listening from all over the world, and many of these people are listening to today's show because they do own property here in the United States. And do you need to be an American citizen?
You need to be a permanent resident or an American citizen, and you need, your home has to be your primary residence. So that is, there's IRS regulations as to what primary residence means, but that's an important thing. You can have another house. You can have other properties, but basically this house has to be your primary residence. Because the purpose of it, you realize the purpose of this. The whole reason that people came up with the reverse mortgages is because people want to stay in their home when they retire more and more. In fact, most people want to stay in their home when they retire. And many of us haven't been able to put together, to save enough money to be able to stay in our home. With the economy the way it is and with jobs the way they are, it's actually very difficult to save a meaningful savings for a lot of people. And what happens is they bought a home and they made a wonderful investment in their home. And maybe they didn't even realize it. And now their home is very valuable. And so all of their savings is in their home. And they need health care at home, or they need to pay the gas bill or something. They can't just break off a little piece of their house and pay their care provider with it. Okay? They can't do that. The only way they could realize the money that they saved in their house is by selling it. Well, then they have no place to live. So the reverse mortgages was designed so that people could stay in their home and use part of their equity to make their lives better. And that's the whole reason that the government even allows this kind of program, so that people can use part of that equity.
That's such a beautiful idea. And that was, such a great, clear, and concise explanation of why this was even created, and how helpful it is to somebody in really fulfilling their dreams and living the kind of life that they desire and the kind of health care and worry-free life that everybody should be living and having that opportunity. So I love that that's the path that you chose, to help people in this way. I mean, it's such a grand gesture on your part, And I love that. And so when you started, originally you said you were in the financial planning business, or that you were in, how did you begin yourself up this ladder?
Well, I'm not sure it's up the ladder. I think it might be just laterally across.
I always loved monkey bars as a child, so that was the most fun visual for me anyway.
Oh, yeah, I'm 4 years old. I want to be a reverse mortgage salesman. No, it's basically, I came into it. Well, I sort of have this problem. I like it when people like what I do. I get more reward out of somebody saying, oh, you did a good job, than I actually do the commission, which is not necessarily the best way to be. I want to promise you that. But I do, and what I, being able to help somebody like this, you know, it becomes real, a real thing to me, that I like to work with, and so I've been in the real estate and financial planning and insurance fields, and this just is like. You might say it's sort of the ultimate, as far as I'm concerned, the ultimate point of doing all that. It communicates with people that I understand and that I relate to. So that's really how I came to do it.
It's absolutely great. So tell us again, and I think it was such a generous offer, well, I know it was, for you to say that if you're from a different state, that you would help somebody find the right person or answer their questions. But here in California, I absolutely implore people to reach out to you, because I know this is truly a better way to live. There isn't anything out there that you can design a better future and a better life today, that you really can in one given, you know, moment and one decision actually make a shift and a change that can give you the freedom to kind of lead that unlimited life that we're really talking about.
Well, that goes hand in hand with your program as far as unlimited life. So a lot of people create their own limits, and I've met people that are afraid. And the main thing that I have to overcome when I talk with someone is their fear. It's fear holds people back from having your unlimited life that you're talking about. Fear of change, fear of the unknown. I try to take the fear of the unknown out by explaining it. It's very important that the people that I deal with understand what I'm talking about and don't just trust. I mean, I'm happy that they trust me, but they don't need to just trust me. They need to understand what they're getting involved with and how it works for their life. And that's an important thing. And I find that what keeps people back more than anything is just fear. And that keeps people from moving ahead to something that they know is, that actually deep in their heart, they know that it's going to help them. But they just, you know, am I going to be taken advantage of? Am I going to be hurt? And that's the main thing is education overcomes that fear.
And that's so true. What did they say? Fear is false evidence appearing real. So when you don't have the right information, whether that's monsters in the closet or the sounds on a plane, but as soon as you have the proper information, fear goes away.
Right, exactly. And that's the way it is with this reverse mortgages. I've talked to so many people who, they when I tell them what I do, they don't want to talk to me. It's the funniest thing. You know, it's like they, yeah, reverse mortgages, okay. And then they'll maybe, like, turn and talk to someone else or something. And they think that I'm going to be selling them something or that it's something that takes old people's money and hurts them. And it's not that way at all, but some of the stories that have been raised about it are that way. And you know, some of the stories are deserved. And the reason I say that is Before 2001, reverse mortgages weren't regulated as much as they are now. And there were people who actually did take advantage of people. There were people who would tell their reverse mortgage client that they should take all their money out and then go buy an annuity with it, which gave them two commissions. And it would, and basically what you don't need to buy an annuity. The reverse mortgage can be an annuity itself, so it just hurt people. Now there's regulations about that, and that that's not allowed. And there were, in the prior to that, about 20 years ago, there were 25 years ago, there were reverse mortgages that were designed so that the lender ended up with 50% of whatever equity was left over and above the reverse mortgage. So you get the interest on the reverse mortgage plus 50% of the equity, and that is no longer allowed, and it shouldn't have ever been allowed. But as these things come up, they've made regulations for it. So reverse mortgages are very, very highly regulated right now. There's caps on how much the fees can be. There's caps on how much a person in my position can make on a reverse mortgage. And of course, there's some rules that have just been put in last year, latter part of last year, in regards to how much money can be taken out during the first year of a reverse mortgage. And all those kind of rules have really helped, as far as I'm concerned, it's really helped the industry. And makes it so that that the unscrupulous people, you know, really have a hard time or can't really cheat the senior. And sometimes the seniors, they really don't understand what they're getting involved with, and they can be taken advantage of. The big requirement, before I can even take a loan application, person has to go through independent counseling. And this was probably one of the best things that they did as far as reverse mortgages go, and that is requiring this independent counseling. Now, the counseling is provided by usually a nonprofit firm that is in the business of credit counseling and other kinds of counseling like that. And they have a HUD-approved course. They take a little course through HUD, and they have certain questions they need to ask. And nowadays, the prospective borrower has to answer a certain amount of those questions correctly so that the counselor really knows that they understand what product you're getting involved with. And if they don't get the certificate that they passed the counseling, I can't even take an application for it. Really, really has helped, because now we see lesson, and that plus the licensing, mortgage licensing for people in my position has really helped thin out the crowd, you might say, of people who do reverse mortgages and take a lot of the people out of it. So in the past, there were some reasons to be worried about reverse mortgages. But ever since 2001, they've been yearly increasing the regulations about reverse mortgages, and now they're probably more highly regulated than any other loan that's available. That helps the consumer.
That's great. And when you talk about the fear factor, and I love that, you know, we're talking about this, because I know people listen and they have their own fears or their own trepidations, and they're like, wow, this can work, and this really does work. And that's why I was so excited to bring it on the show, and I'm so thrilled that you've taken the time out to share this information with us, and I so appreciate you and your commitment to helping people and who you are as a person and your expertise, and all of those things rolled up just make you just a wonder, and that's really what I strive to do when I created this show, is to bring the very best people and the people that are at the top of their field to really help people live the kind of life that I know they deserve to live. And so as you talk about people that have gone through these doors of not even wanting to talk to you, to their lives being changed and having that financial freedom and being able to, whether it's have the home health care or be able to pay their gas bills or be able to live the kind of life that they dreamed and travel around the world. Do you have a hero story of somebody that you've helped that their lives really shifted and changed in the process?
There's a couple. I actually there's one that involved travel, believe it or not. These folks, I know because I don't normally tell people to do travel, I don't really recommend that. But they've called me up and told me about how much fun they're having, how it's opened their lives. They hadn't done a lot of traveling, but there's things that they wanted to do and things in the world they wanted to see, and they were okay with their finances. They didn't need money. They didn't need money to pay bills. They didn't need money to pay off credit cards. A lot of people pay off their credit cards with a reverse mortgage because, first of all, right off the bat, the interest rate is tremendously lower. But also you don't have that debt hanging over you. But anyway, these people didn't need any of that. And what they really wanted to do was some trips and see parts of the world that they had never seen and have always wanted to do, but they could never quite get enough money ahead to do that. And so, they went to one of, I had some seminars. They went to one of my seminars, and I went over to their house, and we talked about it, and this is what they wanted to use their money for. So they got their money, and they have it in the line of credit, so they only take it out as they needed it, and they only take out what they need for their trip, and they have plenty left over now. But the point is that they've gone on two or three trips now, and they always send me pictures, and they always, like as if I did it something. No, they did it. But as they always thank me for helping them go on these trips, and I'm just amazed because they're the people who did it. All I did was provide the tools for them to do it. But they manage their money well, and it's so nice to get those letters. I always like to get the letters from my clients in the past.
Great. And you said they took one of your seminars, so you're teaching seminars as well?
Occasionally I have seminars, I mail out to people in a certain area and usually invite them for lunch or dinner or something like that. I get a lot of people who just want to come for lunch or dinner, but there's some people that really, really want.
Well, I think anybody would enjoy having lunch or dinner with you. I mean, you're so enchanting and you're so personable and you're so knowledgeable.
I'm happy to have them for lunch. I mean, that's fine. There'll be a few who will be actually, more interested in the reverse mortgage than lunch. So that's what it goes. The other rewarding person, there's been a lot of rewarding people, but when I can do something like make sure that a person who thought they were hopeless, like the fellow I was telling about who couldn't make his loan payments and he was going to be foreclosed on because he kept borrowing money, we got him into another house with a reverse mortgage for purchase, and we got them into a place to where they could actually relax and they could actually enjoy the rest of their life and not be constantly worried about about getting these letters and these people calling about their bills and these letters about foreclosure and these things like that. I mean, when I can get somebody into a position like that, that is like probably the most rewarding as far as I'm concerned. If I can get people out of their worry into something to where they can relax. Because let me tell you something. When you're 70 or more, it would be nice if you didn't have to worry every day about how you're going to pay your bills or where you're going to, if you ran out of money before the end of the month or something like that. That's the thing that I like about this job is that I can relieve people of some of that worry.
That's great. So Charles, tell us once again your website and how to reach you and how to ask you all of our brilliant questions about reverse mortgages in the future and overcome all the fears and monsters in the closet.
Okay, well, people are welcome to give me a call. I'm happy to. I'll pick up the phone every time I can. If I can't, leave a message and I'll call you back. My telephone number is area code 310-616-6965. 310-616-6965. And you can call. You can call anytime if I don't want to pick up the phone. If I'm asleep, it'll probably just ring. But anyway, you can call and ask the question, and I'll be happy to do the best I can and give you the best advice that I have available and on whatever you ask. That's the only thing that I can promise. And you can email me if you'd want, and that's the simple thing, too. It's charles@charlesgwynn.com. So if you got the Charles Gwynn part, you got the whole thing. And then, of course, you can go to my website if you like. And fill out a form there if you want. There's a little form there at the end of that website. So, but the best thing to do is just give me a call.
I so appreciate that. And then I have just a couple more questions. So for someone who's widowed, and, you know, and I know that's a hard situation to think about, but so often in the senior world that happens. And so now somebody is alone in the house, and they have all of the financial responsibilities, and now everything has been sort of dumped on them. And sometimes, you know, it's the husband or the wife that was handling the bills or was handling the finances, and so now everything is new. And they have this huge home responsibility, but they really don't want to move, and they want to be in the house in which they have shared their life. And so is that also a time when someone is redefining their life or starting over with their life or recreating their future that they should reach out to you?
Yes, I think that makes perfect sense. I have a lot of clients that are in that position. And I find that although at first they seem a little overwhelmed, once they start breaking things down into little pieces and looking at them little piece at a time, they have a better handle at it. They can grasp it, and it's not like it's brain surgery or anything. But what happens is if you're just looking at the overview, he handled everything, then it sounds like it's something that's daunting. But if you say, he paid the gas bill. I can pay the gas bill. Okay. He balanced the checkbook. I can balance the checkbook. I mean, when you start looking at it piece by piece, it's not that, you know, it's not overwhelming. And the same thing goes with the finance. And so, you know, you talk to, you see your bank account, you talk to your financial advisor, and you know if you have one. If you don't, then that's all right too. But and you know your financial position. Well, you can start looking at it, and then it's just a matter of gaining the information you need to make decisions, and you can make those decisions. No matter who you are, you just want to pull back that curtain and look at things individually, and then you'll see them better that way. And if you need home care or need somebody to come in once in a while, it's probably, there are probably a lot of people who are doing their own housework who could probably stand to have somebody come in every other week and clean their house, and they could probably afford it. And it would probably take a lot of work off it and stuff like that. I mean, you know, there's just things to make your life better. And then the other thing that I've noticed, because actually I am in that generation, and that I've noticed especially from friends and from clients, and that is to get involved with some activity so you're not at home all the time. And that's really a really good thing. And it might be something, first of all, my wife and I got involved with playing bridge. Now, I never thought I'd be old enough to play bridge. But I know it's a funny way to look at it. But anyway, but it's really created a lot of friends, actually, a whole social network. And something like that, and there's just by going to bridge lessons, you get a whole social network and or something like that. And plus, that kind of thing is good for you mentally anyway. But the idea is, if you are in that position and you're feeling overwhelmed, to look at things little by little and then get involved with other people in some activity of some sort. Doesn't obviously have to be bridge. And then not only will that help you get out of the house and do something, but that will put you in contact with people who may be in your same kind of situation, who've gone through what you've gone through before, and they've already done it, and they can give you suggestions. Oh, here's what I did, or here's what's happening. And it's almost like a support group, but it's also an activity. So that's the best advice that I could give someone.
Oh, that's wonderful advice. It's great. And then I also wanted to ask, as we're still in a kind of same vein, is very often when people retire, and as you're saying, you know, they don't have the resources coming in and they want to live that comfortable lifestyle and they do need home health care, or they do, you know, all of a sudden the Department of Water and Power has a price surge and, you know, the utilities are so much higher, whatever that is, and very often the children end up taking care of the parents financially. And so is this also a conversation that the kids should have with you, or that the kids should invite their parents to have with you as well, and to bring up the subject of a reverse mortgage as a solution?
Yeah, I like to have the parents want it, but usually they don't. I like to have the children involved. It's important that whoever's going to inherit the house understand what a reverse mortgage is and how it works and what their rights are. But also, they need to be involved. A lot of times, it's good to have them involved with the decision, so that they don't hear about it later and then give mom or dad or mom and dad a hard time about it because they just don't understand it. So I always, if at all possible, I like to have when I meet with the people, I like to have the children there too. I can answer their questions, and that way everybody knows exactly what's going on and what's best. A lot of times, as I mentioned before, I am approached by the children because mom and dad need help, and mom and dad don't want to call somebody like me. They don't want to call a reverse mortgage person, but the child will, and because the child knows that they need to get some help. And Nicole, here's what's interesting. If people rented all their life instead of bought a house, so they rented and they took whatever extra money they had and they put it in a savings account, and their savings account built up to $300,000 or $400,000 or whatever, like the value of their house might be, okay, they wouldn't think twice about taking money out of that savings account to make their life better, to spend on things they need and they want. Okay? They wouldn't think twice about it. But yet, they didn't do that. They instead invested in a house, and they did a really good investment, and it gained tremendous amount. So all their savings is in their house, and yet they're reluctant to use some of that savings. If it were in the bank, they'd use it in a heartbeat. But now, they're reluctant. And so when they understand the concept that house is their savings and they have a right to use it, and there's no reason for them not to use it to make their life better, then they feel better about it.
Charles, that is the best explanation I've ever heard of reverse mortgages. Thank you so much for that. I mean, that really rings a bell, because everybody could understand that. And that's so true. And I think that those that are listening right now can finally get in their head and their heart and feel, absolutely, why shouldn't I be able to use that money? Why shouldn't I have that freedom to take that money out, to be able to use it for my future, to be able to use it for my life and to live a better life and to enjoy my life and to have the kind of care that I desire and life that I desire and freedom and fearlessness and not have to worry about bills. And that was such a beautiful explanation. Thank you for that.
Oh, I'm glad it worked. I usually don't have this much time to talk to people sometimes, unless I go to their home.
Well, we're so glad that you took the time today to be with us. And I am so excited that people now have a clear understanding of what reverse mortgages are and how they work and how it can enhance and better their lives. And really,
well, Nicole, I want to say that I am really impressed with your program, of course, and with you, and the help that you give people is just it's amazing. Programs like this and the other things that you do that I know that you do, it's just you're an amazing person.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the compliment, and it is definitely a mutual admiration. And it's a joy for me because I enjoy you so much as a person. But one of the things that really just resonates, you know, at such a high level with me is your sense of care. And when I was reading your bio and looking at your history and all of the years you've been in this business, and that you still take the time to be on a show like today and to share your knowledge and your wisdom with people, that you still take the time to go to people's homes, and that it really is important to you that people's lives are improved. And that, as you're saying, that, you know, it's the accolades that you've changed their lives and their lives are made better that you're really looking for, and that that's who you are, and that you have taken that skill set and found this incredible niche called reverse mortgages, which can help so many people. I mean, there's really nobody that it can't help that owns a home that is over 62. Everybody, like you're saying, even if they put this money in a line of credit and didn't use it, making it available, that if they did need it in case of an emergency, or they did want to go somewhere, or they did want to take that trip around the world or send you safari pictures from Africa or whatever that is, or do something wonderful, you know, for their children or grandchildren, that they have the opportunity and the freedom to do that. So it's an amazing thing, and I'm privileged to be able to bring to this audience reverse mortgages, because I really know that it can help someone's life, and I know that you certainly can help somebody's life. So I thank you so much for your time today and for being with us, and it's such a joy and such a pleasure, and I look forward to hearing all of the wonderful stories of how people's lives have been changed through you and the reverse mortgage process.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Nicole.
Oh, my pleasure. So thank you for being with us, and I wish you a very wonderful, wonderful week. And all this information is just fabulous. And we would love to be able to put your information up on the website as well, because I really think that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to help people. And I'd love to be able to share that information. And I would also love to be able to share your description, as you were just talking about, as if somebody rented a house, because I think that that is just key. That if somebody really looks at that, it makes so much sense. And you know, why shouldn't we take that money, use that money, and be able to have the access to the savings that people have created to be able to lead that unlimited life? So you are amazing, and I appreciate you, and thank you so much for being on our show.
Well, thanks, Nicole. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Charles. Charles Gwynn. Wow, what a wonderful guest. That is exactly what we strive to bring when we talk about creating and leading an unlimited life. What is that like? What are the tools? What are the techniques to be able to live the kind of life that you dream of and that you desire? And so reverse mortgages, what a brilliant idea. What a fabulous idea. And Charles Gwynn certainly You can tell by his knowledge, his expertise, his time, his talent, his compassion, his passion about helping people that he really knows what he's talking about, and he really strives to help people lead a better life. And so just absolutely so thrilling. And we have some amazing shows coming up for you. We're talking with some of, for me, when I look at the world, the entire spectrum of the world, and I look at some of the greatest guests that I can bring you, I have Jeffrey Collins, who is coming in, who is a green architect. And he literally can envision, he's worked and designed some of the most amazing places, from sanctuary retreats throughout the world to taking Fortune 500 top corporate buildings and changing them to greener, healthier environment and spaces, changing the flow of energy so finances and abundance can come through, literally opening up spaces to environmental light, to energy. He is just brilliant. So whether you have an apartment, a house, whether you have corporations, whether you are the head of the top Fortune 500, CEO, CIO of one of the greatest buildings in this nation or across the world, or whether it's a city that you are working with or building a better community or working and leaving a global footprint in a very different way, Jeffrey Collins is just amazing. He is absolutely amazing. He started designing furniture, and he literally knows how to encompass a space. And whether it's a chair, whether it's a table, or whether it's an entire city, that he knows what it feels like to be somewhere, to be an environment, and how to shift and change that. And then we are also talking about green energy, changing the energy, whether that be in solar heating, whether that be in the light bulb systems, whether that be in the electrical, and how can you change, whether it's your business or your home, your utilities and your energy system, so your costs are dropped and that you actually are free from the heavy burden of the utility costs that we have out in the world today, and that you actually not only are breathing healthier, living healthier, the lighting is healthier for you, the environment, the change, the shift in consciousness and energy, but the cost is just so greatly reduced, and how we go about doing that. And then, of course, we've got some very amazing things in new cars, new technology, new science, and space in relationships. So we have so many exciting shows ahead for you. But today was such a special show to have Charles Gwynn talking about reverse mortgages. And I absolutely love the idea of being, when he was saying that, it makes so much sense. If you rented your house and you put money into a savings account, how you would think nothing of taking that money out. But yet, when we have our savings in our home, how we're so afraid, even though it's our money, to take that money out to live the life that we know we deserve and the life of our dreams. And so just reach out to him. I mean, he's offered, even if you're in a different state, even if you're from somewhere else, call him. He's the easiest man, obviously, as you've listened to today, to talk to. He's so joyful. He's so informative. He's so helpful. He takes so much time and care with people, and he can help you no matter what state you're in, wherever you're at. You know, please reach out to him, because I know he has the ability to really help you lead that unlimited life. And we're so excited for our future shows and for all of you. When I went last week, as you know, to New York and to the ball, and just extraordinary that everybody would be able to share, and the proceeds going to so many wonderful, glorious organizations. And so for all of you who participated in New York and who were there, thank you for taking the time to come and taking your resources to be able to help so many wonderful people around the world. And for all of you that have been following the blogs and following their Twitters, we did get a, I think I had shared about the homeless woman on the street, and that we did have a mobile unit pick her up. And for all of you that were so concerned and so cared so much for her, she is doing gloriously now. And so thank you for all of that. So for all of your support, for the brilliance, for the amazing tools and techniques of living an unlimited life, as always, we are so grateful for you, for our show's producer. And so this is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, wishing you a wonderful week. Stay tuned for the incredible shows, Jeffrey Collins, Green Architecture, all of our green energy, all our UFO, all of our science, all of our new medicine that we have coming, all of our deepening relationships, and the future we have unfolding for you for leading the most extraordinary, incredible, unlimited life that you deserve. Wishing you a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon, and I will talk to you soon.